It's for the only
one I see.
Evening.
Oh, bitch. I'm like, I do not hear you at all.
It's very, very extraordinary now.
Is
everything.
Love.
Hi guys.
Hello. Yuck.
I know. Like,
so you guys know we did not drop an episode last week
because we were sick.
Dude, we have been like dying. Oh God.
I'm sorry.
We thought it was COVID. It was not.
No. Luckily, it wasn't, but it was definitely a flu. That was some horrible. Kind of flu.
It started with honey.
Yeah, that was the
then,
worst thing in my life.
Obviously, we are roommates, and so that got me as well.
Yeah. The worst thing. I had chills. My body was aching.
You had fevers.
I had fevers and hot flashes. I could not sleep because I was in so much pain with the aches.
That is crazy.
And I was cold and hot at the same time.
That's like sick. It's like real sick.
I was dying.
Like I'd be like, oh, I'm sick and I have like a stuffy nose or like a little bit of a cold. But like this was like put both of us out of commission.
I was like, God, I'm your servant. If you want me to be still, I would have listened. You didn't have to get me sick. Like if you want me to be still, I'd be still. And also, what the fuck? Why me? The fuck did I do?
No, for real. Like, he sat our asses down.
Yeah, seriously.
Over the weekend, we were literally doing nothing.
So
we
bored.
We did nothing.
I was
dying. You know what I did?
Boredom.
I cleaned the fucking fridge.
You did.
I mean, top to bottom. It is sparkling.
Pristine. It is pristine.
Clean.
It is.
I literally had nothing else to do.
But yeah, no, I was so bored. I hate doing nothing because I can't. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather choose to do nothing, but.
I really, like, only like doing nothing when I have a million things to do.
Yeah.
Like, doing nothing doesn't hit as good when there's nothing to do.
When there's nothing to do. Exactly. Yeah. I hate the fact that I couldn't push a project to the next day.
Right.
Exactly. I had so much free time. I hated it.
That might be toxic.
I know. Well, this is Cocktail Murder.
I'm Taj.
I'm Honey. And we drink and talk about murder. But this month we are, well, Taj is sober tonight. I had been sober this month. My last day is the 30th. I'm about to pick up Taj's phone with my feet.
Oh my gosh.
And hand it to her. I'm doing it.
Can you pick it up with your toes? Yeah. I think it might be too heavy.
No.
You have little toes.
Charlie was in the way.
You can just kick it. Are you still trying?
Hey, bud. There it is.
Oh, my God, you guys.
I
dropped my phone.
I did it.
It landed by Honey's toes, and she just handed it to me with her toes. Wow. My phone smells like garbage.
Oh, gosh. Okay, we drink. We talk about murder.
But we are not drinking right now.
Yeah.
One, I, Taj, am not drinking because I just died this week. So I feel like the last thing I need to do is pump my body with liquor.
Yeah, we need to recover. And I'm just going sober for the month. because why not? I'm about to get a cough drop in a sec.
Yeah, this is going to be kind of difficult to go through because both of our voices are, both have itchy, dry throats.
Yeah.
We both have a cough still.
Yeah, and we're PMSing. I think that was the worst part of the sickness is PMSing.
While being sick.
Yeah, so I was just like depressed and sick.
The world was crashing down.
It was crashing down. Slowly but surely.
This morning I came from work because I'm well enough to go to work, guys. Yeah. So without getting people sick. And I walk back home from work. I'm like, how are you doing? And honey's like, it's okay. I'm like, what?
You know, hate my life right now, yeah. But I'm just PMSing. Grab a cough drop. But yeah, we drink talk about murder. We talk about Black victims, people of color victims only, because our stories are often undertold, and whatnot, what have ya. Happy Pride Month.
It is Pride again. Month. Yeah, yeah.
So of course we are going to stay on theme. But before that, we're gonna do a little bit of belligerent. So many things, Drake did drop. I listened to the album.
A lot of people were really disappointed.
They hated it. They did. Because they
I love me some Drake. He can do no wrong in my eyes.
I understand what they expected, Drake to be, I guess you could say. And yeah. It makes sense. But I mean, his theme was definitely house music.
Which is so dope. And it Black was amazing. People are the originators of house music.
It was great. I think it was awesome. I thought it was perfect for the summer. I think that people are going to, the people who hated the album are actually going to start fucking with it once they start hearing it with the sun out and your buns are out.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know? Yeah. I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be so dope, like driving to the beach and with the windows rolled down. If you're from California, you know that feeling.
Yeah.
You roll down the windows and you play some dope like house music and you just like feeling the vibes. Like it's really dope.
People were saying it's yacht music.
Yeah, you know? I can see that.
It's yacht music. That's what it is, you know. And some of you broke bitches can't afford you. That's why you're mad. Just kidding.
But seriously, like house music originated. I said it was Black people, but I think it originated in like Chicago. Am I right or wrong?
I have no idea.
I think it was Chicago.
Yeah, look that up.
So I think it's really cool because I think Chicago Knights, what the fuck are they called? Chicagoans? Chicagoans, I think. I think they're really going to enjoy this because like.
Chi-townians.
Chi-townians. The Chi-tonites. Oh my gosh.
That's making me wheeze.
Oh God, you guys, sorry. We are both coughing.
It's
probably going to sound so bad in the playback.
So
but
I know it's going to be gross.
Just bear with us.
I know
please.
We sound gross in your ears right now. I'm so sorry. The Chi-tonites.
The Chi-tonites. Them, they, I think they're really going to enjoy this because I think this is really a part of like the culture there, like the underground house music. That's like that's a scene there.
So that's their thing.
I'm about to Google it.
Yeah. I didn't even really know. Like, I just feel like everything originated from New York, so it'd be, that's interesting that Chicago
it emerged in Chicago.
There is this one song now on the album that's hilarious. And, Drake goes, he says something about like, I want your pussy. Have you heard it?
I have heard it.
Hilarious. Heard it. It is very much house music. Like, it's
one thing Drake gonna do is beg for some pussy.
He is gonna beg. That's kind of gross. Like, now that I think about it, it's kind of creepy and desperate because it's like, you're Drake. You don't have to beg for it.
But imagine the power of Drake begging for your pussy.
But isn't that – I feel like that's his tactic. Because he knows he can get it.
Yeah, but when – so wouldn't that be like a kink of yours though?
Oh, for sure.
That'd be like a kink of mine, I think. Of like Drake. Not just anybody. Yeah, you know,
but
like,
Drake.
But Drake.
Or like –
like we know what he's doing and we know he doesn't have to beg for any pussy ever.
Yeah, or like the – like a Middle Eastern prince. Would be more befitting.
More befitting.
More my taste.
More my taste. Wow, I miss Middle Easterns. They'd be fine, girl.
You know, I thought about, you know, him the other day. And I was like, ah, wow.
What a moment.
He took care of me.
He did. Easy, too. Like
he took care of me.
Lived with his mama. But
he did live with his mom and his dad. Okay. But the whole family lived under the same roof.
And that's what they do.
But it's to, for, you know, to stock money.
Mine lived with his sister.
Yeah. They were great.
They know.
Until they weren't.
Well, yeah. I mean, yours was a little bit better than mine was. Mine ended up being fucking mean and...
You were a harlot.
Yeah. We all have, well, I don't know if we all, but that one, like, really bad, toxic. We've talked about our toxic relationships in the past. And that was
pretty
mine. Yeah. That was my first, like, this is not a relationship I should be in. But
yeah, this is horrible.
He was great. And then he was terrible. That's fine, though. Not to say all of you are like that, but he was. Fucker. That was such a crazy 5 years of my life.
Yeah. Damn, 5 years is a long
time.
That's
a long fucking time.
That's a long time.
Okay, so I just wanted to pull this up because we're talking about house music. It originated in Chicago. And so I'm seeing here it says the genre was pioneered by DJs and producers such as Frankie Knuckles, Ron Hardy, Jesse Saunders, Chip E, Steve Silk Hurley, Farley,
ooh,
Jackmaster Funk,
ooh,
Marshall Jefferson,
ooh,
Future, and ooh, others.
Wow.
So, I wanted to shout those names out because house music did, the whites kind of took over that.
They did.
I mean, at least here in California, for sure, I only heard like, if I went to a white club, that's all they played was like house music.
Yeah.
And so it honestly wasn't until like a few years ago that I learned that house music did not belong to white people.
Mm.
It was actually originated by black people. And so it just –
good to know.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So who else is, you know, popping in the – house scene is Beyonce.
She's dropping like liquor.
She's dropping, but her single is dropping at midnight tonight, Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
So, actually, in about a quarter till. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I was trying to use the quarter till.
It's probably gonna drop about, at nine.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock hour
here.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. So I had like a theory about this. First of all, I'm so excited for Beyonce's album. I cannot wait to like be butt ass naked, honestly, with my lights turned off, with her music on, and just dancing by myself.
That's
like,
what you gonna do?
That's the vibe. I'm feeling. Don't let me get those. What the fucking lights you got in your room?
LEDs.
The LEDs.
Shit.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Purple is my thing. Purple's my color.
That's what I saw. Purple and blue lights.
Yeah,
in
purple.
My head.
Yeah, when it's purple and I got my headphones in, that's it.
It's a wrap.
That's it.
I'm on drugs.
Yeah. Like, seriously.
It's crazy.
Yeah, my eyes are closed.
That's what I imagine.
And I'm just moving. I'm letting the music move me.
So we kind of got about a week heads up for Beyonce. We knew she was dropping. About a week ago, she had like deleted all her posts and like just people in her camp were tweeting like little things here and there, which obviously I'm sure that she
let it
curated all that.
Yeah.
But we got a surprise album by Drake.
Yeah.
What was it? A couple nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did that because he knew Yonsei was dropping like a house music album. And I think he did that because
we listened to the snippet, guys, just FYI.
Yeah.
And I'm sure by the time you guys listen to this, that single will be out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think he heard through the grapevine that Yonsei was dropping a house album, and he had some house music, so he dropped it real quick and real fast to kind of make the world feel like people are copying him. I think Yonsei is going to drop this, and I think there are going to be hater-ass motherfuckers out in the world saying, like, well, Drake did it first.
You think so?
I think that was calculated of him to do that.
Okay.
Because Drake is kind of known for, like, going to all these different places, and each album, one of the reasons why I love Drake so much is because all of his albums, they reflect, like, where he has been in during that time, or, like, what, like, vibe, like,
yeah,
you know, he's been in, like, fucking Memphis and Houston during a certain album. You know, this nigga was in Barbados and the islands for another album, you know, like, it was like he does shit based on that.
I will say, though, this album does sound, it sounded a little rushed to me.
Well, I don't think that he was wanting for this to be an album to drop.
Yeah.
I think it was like, what did he drop? The album, It's All Black. And it was like throwaway records. Yeah. I feel like this was like throwaway records.
But the side A and side B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I definitely think he dropped it because he knew Beyonce was going to be dropping something as well. And if she dropped first and then he dropped, then people would be like, well, B did it first. But if he drops before B, because
they're both major artists.
They're both major.
Like, huge.
Super major.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
just my theory.
No. Yeah. And I can agree. I think that, yeah. I don't think that that's a bad theory at all.
I'm going to love both of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do feel like, though, again, like his album, I felt like it really was rushed. I feel like I wanted more effects on his voice, you would hear with most like house songs. So if it's going to be a house music album, like go all in. And I will say like what we just heard, like the snippet of Beyonce, she ate him the fuck up already. Not comparing the two, but with the snippet,
can I say something?
She left zero crumbs.
I think when it comes to like house music, and I think what a lot of artists are trying to do more and more is make their albums sound more raw than refined.
I can see that, because even the Carters, I so don't really like their mixing.
Like, yeah, I think they're
the mixing of the mixing of the vocals on the Carters.
Yeah, I don't think they want everything to sound, that's what it's called, way too like curated. Yeah. And
they definitely recorded it in their living room, which is fine.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it.
Yeah,
for sure.
I think a lot of artists are doing that. I was even, you know what actually got me to think that was Willow, her album. That shit doesn't sound mixed at all.
But
I dig it, though.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that sound. Because she sounds like she fucking recorded in her garage.
Not for house music, though. Like, I don't mind that type of sound. Especially for like R&B or rock albums, like things like that, or a sound like that, it makes sense because it's so raw and, you know, whatever. But if you're going to do a house music, I need that shit. Like, your vocals should not sound like you. I want the computed shit, like, for house music.
Do you think that, like, he was going for, like, that underground club, like, again, like that raw shit. Like, take you to a place to like Kate Renata, when they did their
Oh, and that's okay. He should have used Kay Trinata.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised he didn't.
Yeah, yeah, I don't get why he didn't use Kay Trinata. I would have.
I'm really surprised.
But you know what? It all goes back to the theory of it being rushed.
Yeah.
You know, that
this is just shit he had.
Yeah, and he
okay,
just...
and that's what I was going to say. Dark Lane demo tapes. That was the album that I felt like was just a bunch of throwaways.
Yeah.
And he just put it out. Because right now, like, content is king. So yeah, yeah.
And this just was throw out throwaway, anything out yeah. there. And for so the that, summer, like,
because
why
you
not?
Would think if he was really doing it.
He should, yeah, he would have picked up Kay Trinata.
That's why I'm like, I'm
it would have been an actual.
B has some Kay Trinata on there.
I'm over here moving right now. Like, ooh. Yeah.
I'm looking. I always, like, whenever I picture Kay Trinata, I see that one clip of them. They look like they're in, like, a fucking basement. And, like, they're just spinning. And then this girl is just, like, dancing her, like, life off.
What is it? In the boiler room?
Yeah, the boiler room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know those.
Yeah. And the girl looked so cute.
And she's just dancing her ass off. I think, like, that's why I feel like, I guess you're right. It definitely, I think it was rushed. And I do think they were a bunch of throwaway songs. But I think he was trying to give that feel of, like, the boiler room where you're just fucking vibing out.
And that makes sense. And it's a good, granted, it was rushed. It would have been so much better if he had Kay Trinata do the beats.
Dude,
but
he has to have them and Thames. I'm praying she has Thames on
this
album.
On her album?
Yeah, but whatever.
Who knows? I don't know. We'll see. We will see. Also, Brent Faiyaz is supposed to be dropping soon.
He's great.
He's supposed to be dropping this week. It's so funny because everyone was like, okay, cool. I could finally be toxic girl summer. But then, like, someone was like, yeah, but what if he's talking about healing?
What if?
Just, you know. But
that's true. But would he, dropping, though? Would he all of a sudden start talking about healing?
I don't know. I think so.
You think?
I think so. I think he's... maybe not on his healing shit now, but he's talked about a couple things on, like, different interviews that he's had that makes me see, like, where he's at mentally.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good guy. Yeah. Like, he's a good guy. Don't talk about him. He's a good guy.
You guys, honey fucking loves him.
I love him. That's my man.
I know.
I'm speaking it into existence.
You've been saying this for a long time.
That's my
too.
Man.
Even before he got cute. You were like, that's my
even
man.
When he was Saunders' weird ass. Yeah. Like, he's, you know, he was a little weirdo, but no, that is my man.
I remember, dude, this was like 2 weeks ago, and you had put one of his videos on.
Yeah.
We were like at a girls' night. Yeah. And you were like, this is my man. It was one of his old videos. And everyone in the room were like,
I don't care. This is my boo. Say all you want to.
He had the braids. Everybody was like, ooh.
Why? I don't get it. He's so fine. That was so funny. Everyone said, ugh, that's you? I was like, yeah, that's all me.
That's my man.
All me.
That is funny. So funny.
But he does need a halt on that album, though, because Beyonce's dropping. Her singles are dropping.
They are.
And her publicist just posted Tuesday. What'd that mean? So this Tuesday, meaning tomorrow, midnight.
So there's probably going to be
three singles.
Yeah. You don't think she's going to drop a whole album by? What?
I forgot the date of the album. Shoot. But it's soon.
Yeah, it should be soon. Hopefully, shit.
I don't think it's this month, though. I think it's, like, next month.
Ugh. So but, maybe three singles, yeah.
So
and
I
then
think
her
it's
album
th- yeah, later. I think it's three singles.
Excuse I me. Wonder who's gonna be on it.
And I think that Brent, you know, if I were you, baby, just go ahead and just wait. Just wait.
But I'm trying to tell Honey that, like, I just don't think that Beyonce and Brent Faiyaz dropping at the same time is gonna affect Brent.
Yes, it is.
Brent Faiyaz.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it will.
But it will. It's Beyonce.
Also, Beyonce is just dropping a single.
She's dropping, I know, she's dropping singles, but that alone, like, come on, the speculation, like, she already has us in a chokehold.
That is true. That's true.
For everyone to literally analyze.
She had, like, these boxes. It was, like, box sets. and nobody knew what was in it, and they're sold out.
And they're sold out, yeah.
Nobody knows what it is.
You don't know what poster you're getting, because I guess you also get, like, a poster or, like, a art thing or whatever, and it's of her, but you don't even know what pose she
what she's going to be in.
It's a whole thing.
And they were, like, kind of expensive.
It's a whole thing. So I think that Drake dropped his throwaway album at a good time, probably because he needed to drop anyways. He was probably due to drop, and then he was just like,
well,
all right,
no,
fuck
he
it.
He just dropped fucking, what was the last? He just dropped the one with the emojis on the front.
Oh, shit, he did.
He did just drop that. Even though I still haven't gotten through that whole album, I'm not gonna lie.
What? Then what was the reason, Drake? What the hell was that about?
That's what I'm saying. Like, for Dark Lane demo. Yes, that's my theory.
You know what else someone said? Someone had a theory that said, like, you know, Kanye and Drake obviously made up, right? So this is what happened. Kanye invited Drake and was like, yo, if you rap on house music, this shit gonna go, and da da da, and like he did like reverse psychology
on him,
and then
oh,
the
shit
flopped, and that's, you know,
it's hella whack. That's yeah, his way
to get back at him.
That's fucked up. Yeah, because he had dropped, well, I'm like, Dark Lane demo tapes was 2020, Care Package, which was a bunch of older mixtape hits, 2019. Scorpion was 2018. Yeah, I mean, he did 2018 Scorpion. Care Package was 2019. 2020 was Dark Lane demo tapes. 2021 Certified Lover Boy. 2022 Honestly Never Mind. So maybe he was due. He's been dropping every year.
Yeah. So just due.
But I feel like Certified Lover Boy just dropped.
I felt like it just dropped too.
But again, like before, like he did Care Package, and then I think Dark Lane demo tapes was like throwaways.
Oh.
So he did Certified Lover Boy, and then Honestly
just,
Never Mind is throwaways.
It was
I'm
just,
sure he has
that's why there
so
wasn't,
much music.
Like, huge hype around it.
Yeah,
either,
it was just
a,
yeah, I just yeah, threw it out there.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah,
makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, that's our summary of Drake and Beyonce.
Drake and Beyonce. Not beef, but you know, who did it first?
Who did it first?
It was definitely Beyonce, though.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure this is like, yeah.
Wait, but also, oh, how much time do we have left?
We have like 3 minutes.
Okay, I do want to say that, like, although I did hear the snippet of the house music that Beyonce, or house music feel, I guess you could say, that she dropped, cool, very nice, but I'm gonna need another B-Day. I'm going to need another Crazy
Girl
in Love. I'm going to need another, like, I want the trumpets.
Yeah,
I want
I agree.
The trumpets. I miss that.
I agree.
I think that she would go crazy if she came back with trumpets.
Yeah, I think if she...
Oh, and Destiny's Child is speculated to make a return, too.
Oh, that's
not
cool.
Like, you know, only because, like, they spot Kelly, Michelle, and so they posted, and it just... Too many Easter
Maybe
eggs.
Maybe they're going to be on this.
That's what I think. I think Destiny's Child.
Oh. That'd be so
that'd
dope.
That'd be crazy.
Dude, that music video.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Would be ridiculous.
That would be crazy.
We were just watching Kelly Rowland music videos.
We were.
That's a bad bitch right there.
She is. And her songs are crazy.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so sick.
If Destiny's Child made a return on the album.
Girl.
The... I don't know.
So you and me are through.
What? Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone
what?
Bills? Can you pay my automobile?
Can you?
Like,
Because I can't.
I'm
good
sick.
Lord.
I'm sick. Oh, man.
Okay, guys, so we did say, again, it is still Pride Month, so we want to stay on brand for that. Unfortunately, we are a true crime podcast, so yeah. We are speaking about victims, but again, to us, it feels a little bit empowering because we are able to tell the stories of people whose stories are not being told, are not being put in the light. These are victims who put their lives on the line a lot of times. And we just want to make sure that their stories are told, their names are said, and they continue to live on through our stories.
Yep. And with that, we are going to talk about this story. It is a little bit short, hence why we are sharing it. But we're going to talk about the case of Kadari Johnson. Okay. Burlington, Iowa was a population of about 25,000 people, like now, presently, to this day. Which is not a lot of people.
That is not a lot of people.
Burlington Coat Factory is not a big store, apparently. Just kidding. It's 81% white, which is, wow. Too much?
Like,
too white for me. I'm sorry.
I would feel kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah, only because, you know, where's the mixture?
Yeah.
Where's the diversity?
And I feel like this is, like, in the South, right?
Burlington, Iowa. So,
oh, where the fuck is Iowa? Is that Midwest?
Yes.
I don't know.
No. I don't know. East coast. So what is it? East coast.
East coast is that? That's where Iowa is in the East Coast.
I think so.
You know, niggas on the East Coast can't even say Iowa. Imagine a nigga with an East Coast accent saying Iowa.
Try it.
They would say,
how would they say?
They would say, I don't know. They would say, Iowa. I don't know. What the fuck? I'm not good at accents. It would be like, you know, it would be like,
Iowa.
They'd be like, yo, it's mad cold in Iowa.
That's as close as it's gonna get. Believable. But 81% white. Wow.
That's crazy.
That's absurd.
That's very absurd.
So, this place, now my throat's dry. Hold on.
Gotta drink your water.
This place is in the middle of bumfuck nowhere. I mean, I was looking up this place, and it looked like their most modern-looking building was a KFC.
Not a KFC, child.
And Target. Well, the Target looked a little run down.
It looked a little old. I'm surprised they have a Target. Is that bad to say? But it's white people. You know, white people, they need their Target. That's for sure.
For sure. And Starbucks.
I mean, so do I, though.
I love Target.
You know what? When I moved to the hood, I was, like, concerned that there wasn't going to be a Target nearby.
I mean, no, sometimes there isn't, though.
Sometimes there's not. Exactly.
Yeah, sometimes.
There's going to be a Walmart. There's not always going to be a Target.
Yeah.
We have a Target. But so I guess we live in San Diego, so yeah. It's not like.
It can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Kadari Johnson was born in Chicago to his mother, Katrina Johnson. In 2001, they moved to Burlington, Iowa, in search of a better life. I'm not sure why they chose this place, but they landed there. Unfortunately, his mother ended up losing her job, and she, Kadari, his brother and sister, had to live in motels. So, Kadari got a job at Taco Bell to help pay for the motels by the week.
That is so tough for a kid.
Yeah.
To have to step up for the family.
And it's like, you have to.
You have no choice.
Because financially, like, no one can survive if you don't step up as exactly. A child. But also, it's sad that a kid can't just be a kid. But that's, like, a circumstance that sometimes, like, I would even, like, see on TikTok, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people would talk about their childhood. And so you have, you know, people who are empathetic towards the situation in the comments saying, like, damn, that sucks, like, you know, you deserve to just be a kid, but
right.
You got to understand, like, these some kids really don't grow up in fortunate situations, you know?
Exactly.
They don't even have the bare minimum, you know?
Bare minimum. Mom, I mean, here, like, Kadari got a job to help pay for motels by the week.
Yeah.
Not even, like, a monthly thing. This is so that we have a roof over our heads for at least 1 week.
At least a week.
That's... I remember when we had to release for our apartment and it was stressful because our apartments were kind of playing with us.
Yeah.
And it was just a whole thing. Yeah, it was a stressful time for us. And so we had to make the decision
rent was going up. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Oh, it was
like a crazy amount.
Yeah.
And we had to make the decision of like, okay, should we find somewhere new or should we just release here?
Yeah.
Ultimately we ended up releasing because there was like the most, comfortable thing for us to do was make sure that we had a roof over our head for at least the year, and so looking at situations like this where they're trying to help, he's trying to help pay for motels for a week.
Exactly.
Like we just need another week of a roof over our head. Yeah. That's so tough. That's a tough situation to be in.
Yeah. Talk about like survival mode, seriously.
Right.
Yeah. Kadari, as he became older, he identified as gender fluid. He dated both boys and girls and mostly presented as a male, but he loved to dress as a girl named Candace, like his alter ego, basically. So when he was Candace, he wore long box braids, mini skirts, and makeup. He was a flamboyant teenager and quickly became popular at his school. Everyone seemed to love him, and he was pretty much supported in his gender identity by everyone around him. He was known to take his shoes off and dance through the halls of his school. One day, a teacher asked him to stop, and he talked back to her. So he received a 2-day school suspension.
For talking back?
Like, so okay. Stupid. Yeah. How about just be like, hey, shut your fucking mouth and sit the fuck down, period. I couldn't be a teacher.
No.
I don't think you're.
I don't think I could either.
I don't think you're allowed to say that to kids.
Probably not.
I would be so with it. Like,
do you remember that teacher that was like, whoever threw that paper, your mom's a hoe? And they were like, what? That's some shit I would say.
Your mama a hoe.
They'd be like, teacher, I'm bored. Bitch, your mama.
talk about code switching. Oh my god.
No,
oh, that would be hard. That would be tough.
Damn kids. The kids are mean. You're too. Right. Fuck them kids.
And there's so much you can say to a kid to hurt their feelings.
There's so much. Yeah.
I would come for you.
That's why you get free lunch at school, little boy.
What? That's why you owe. That's why you owe that $1.29.
That's why you're the oldest one in the damn grade because you got held back, you little dumbass boy.
So you look gumpy and tall. That's why you're the tallest in the class and the slowest.
How you tall and can't play basketball, you little gumpy ass.
How you tall and slow. And you can't play basketball? Bye. Goodbye. See?
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
There's no way. There's no way. Like, you will never lose your virginity.
Nobody likes you.
Yeah, that's why no one likes you in this class. See? Horrible. On March 2nd, 2016, Kadari was on Candace, his female persona's Facebook page, and was in an argument with a man named Nathaniel Johnson. Kadari then went to Hy-Vee grocery store, which he did often in order to use their free Wi-Fi. Around 10 p.m., he went to a friend's house to try on some bras. It was a really quick visit. He was there for a short period of time and then walked home. Unfortunately, he never made it home.
Oh, so sad. It's so sad, like, hearing stories of people just going about their day and then just never returning home.
Yeah.
Like, that is...
such a simple...
so simple.
Simple day.
I was listening to this TikTok. It was a true crime TikTok, and it was about a girl who was went to school on a bus every morning. And one morning she said goodbye to her mom, and she walked towards her bus, which was only like a block up, and she never returned.
Shoot.
And then, like, the teacher said she never, like, came to school that day. And they checked surveillance footage from the bus. And she had never even gone on the bus.
Oh, wow.
So, literally from 7 to, like, 7:15. Mm. Like, that 15-minute window.
Wow.
Like, she went missing. Mm. And they haven't found her body. But they did find her killer, which is good. But it was just, like... How does, like, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Imagine that. That's that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's scary. Okay, so police received several phone calls from people stating that they heard several shots fired in a nearby alley. When police arrived, they found the body of Kadari.
Oh, no.
He had been shot to death. There was a black garbage bag over his head. He had been gagged with another black garbage bag and a t-shirt. His jaw was broken. There were injuries to his head and neck, and he had been soaked with bleach. His pants were also pulled down enough to expose his genitals.
Jeez.
That is tough.
First of all, to be gagged with a trash bag.
And a t-shirt.
That's... Oof.
And then, like, just that alone says so much, like, soaked with bleach.
And soaked with bleach.
Like, for me, honestly, like, that tells me that, like, obviously they didn't clean him up, but there was a process of cleaning.
Yeah.
Some way.
Yeah.
Even, obviously they didn't, like, scrub him down, but just pouring bleach on someone, that sounds like somebody heard that bleach can take away evidence.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. And the whole thing is heinous, but to have his genitals exposed, you know, his pants pulled down.
Yeah.
Like, that's embarrassing. It's inhumane. It's, I mean, the whole thing is inhumane, but that's, like, that's so messed up.
It, like, it's fucked up. It shows, like, the thought process of the murderer, kind of.
Like,
you know,
they,
like,
really,
they wanted to embarrass him.
Yeah.
They hated him.
They hated him.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so investigators were able to obtain surveillance footage from the grocery store he went to before he was killed. It showed Kadari walking by himself wearing a black hoodie, black leggings, braided hair, and a pink headband. In the footage, police saw two men observing Kadari while in the store. Later, when Kadari exited, a red Chevy pulled up beside him. Unfortunately, we don't know what happened from there.
Wow.
And you guys, when I'm, again, this is one of those stories that it's like, it's kind of short. There's not a whole lot into this investigation because there's just not a lot that can be found.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if, like, the surveillance was too grainy to see what happened, or maybe, like, the car, him and the car went off frame, and they just didn't know what happened from there. But all we know is that the car did pull up beside him. It's assumed that Kadari got into the car with them, and that's the last known information regarding Kadari being alive.
Jeez.
After some digging, police found that the red Chevy belonged to the girlfriend of Jorge Sanders Galvez. Jorge had used her car that night to drive around with his friend Jerron Purim. Police went to search the home that the boys were staying at, and guess what the fuck they found?
Hmm.
They found Kadari's backpack, Kadari's ID, and Kadari's shoes.
So they're stupid.
Now, what kind of dumb
ass? Stupid.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
And then, how about here's an idea? Why did you just leave the belongings there?
What?
At the crime of the scene.
Or anything.
Or scene of the crime, yeah.
Like, you kept them in the house with you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You didn't dispose of it in a lake.
I'm wondering, like, were they trying to steal Kadari's shoes? Like, were they Jordans?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then ID. Like, what are you going to...
Yeah,
what
the
would you
ID
do with that stuff?
And the backpack. It just all seemed... Like, why would you do that? That's so dumb. So, of course, this was enough evidence to bring them up on murder charges. Of course. I mean, everything is right here.
Yeah.
Like, hello. And your car is on camera. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
They were both sentenced to life in prison without parole. So this was like an open and shut case.
Yeah.
I mean, it was quick. It was pretty easy. It was
for
like,
sure.
Well, clearly you guys are the ones.
Mm-hmm.
we don't even really need a trial. And this is something that I recently learned. A lot of times when they just know, like we all know, these are the murderers. Yeah. There's not really a trial. It's just a sentencing.
Yeah. This is what happened.
We really don't need to know anything more about this case. So yes, they were both sentenced to life in prison.
You know, what's it called? They could have pled guilty to, you know, just, what's it called? For a reduced sentence. Well, not reduced sentence, because they got life in prison, but I don't know if the death penalty is a thing in...
Oh, in that area.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been, like, if you plead guilty, you're sentenced to life in prison with parole, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But to be honest, like, I think this is one of those cases where they didn't even want... We don't even want you to plead. Yeah. No plea bargain. No nothing. Like, you did it. So...
Yeah.
Like, come on. There's no way of getting out of this.
Yeah, that's true.
They would say...
Like, I wish you would plead.
Like, not right. Guilty. Exactly. That's what I don't get about, like, school shooters and stuff.
I know.
Like why do they get trials?
I don't know.
Because we know, like, it was you.
It was definitely you. We see you.
Like, you don't deserve... You don't deserve to, like, not be put to death, honestly. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Okay. They would not say how or what happened the night of Kadari's murder, but the theory is that they picked up Kadari, took Kadari home for sex, and when they realized Kadari, who was dressed as Candace at the time, was a man, they became enraged and killed him.
Wow.
Hate crime charges were not brought up in this case.
And they should have been.
Which, this is the most, like...
Yeah.
Haterish of crimes.
Like, they got life in prison, but it's still not, like, that was a hate crime.
Well, I feel like, although there's some kind of justice here, mm-hmm. like, the hate, like, not saying it's a hate crime charge, I feel like that kind of takes away the justice, mm-hmm. because this was during a time, too, what was this, 2001? I mean... living in such a small town like that too, there's a lot of like homophobia.
True.
And so it kind of makes me feel like they didn't bring up hate crime charges because they don't like gay people anyways.
Yeah.
Or trans people. And so
they didn't believe in like a hate crime for
and
them.
So for me, it's fucked up because I feel like it kind of takes some of that justice away, because call it what it is. Like they didn't just kill someone.
Yeah.
They murdered someone based on who they are.
Exactly.
And that's a hate crime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Damn, that's so sad.
Yeah. So it's like, it's crazy. Again, we still don't know exactly what happened. That's just the theory of what happened. But I'm like, I'm wondering, like, what if they didn't know that Candace was Kadari? And
because, like, it was a small town. That sounds like there's no way they didn't know.
Right, exactly.
If there was a boy who, you know, had an alter ego who was a different gender or the opposite gender, you're gonna know who it is.
Especially,
you know what I mean? Like,
in a small town of 81% white people.
Yeah.
Kadari, Candace, is a minority.
Yeah.
And the two men were also minorities.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling that all the minorities knew the other minorities. You're in a town
one way or another.
81% white people.
And if they didn't know Kadari for real, then they knew somebody who knew Kadari. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, for sure.
And Kadari's situation and what he does.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like purposefully did this. They weren't like, oh, it's a girl. Oh, no, it's a guy. Like, no, it sounds like they knew.
And I think they were upset with themselves because they were attracted to Candace.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to get rid of that feeling. That's what I think.
Ooh, that's deep.
Mm-hmm. I think they were attracted to Candace.
That's deep.
Knowing, though. And I think that's what messed them up, is like knowing that was really Kadari.
Ooh, that is a tough, that's a short case, but a very tough case.
Yeah.
Like,
so messed up. And
it's so
heinous.
Messed up.
Like,
it's so messed
up. The way
up.
They killed him, like, they didn't jump him and knock him out and left him to die and kept him pushing. No, they murdered him.
Murdered him and gagged kept him.
And kept going. Yeah. Gagged him. And then pulled his pants down.
Because
and
they then shot him in the chest.
Yeah.
And like we don't know if they shot him first or after, like, the gagging of and course, all that. Yeah. But it's just like,
but still,
that's overkill.
Regardless if the gagging happened before or after.
Yeah.
That's
overkill.
Whew. Like, that wasn't enough.
No.
They had to shoot him.
No.
Or they couldn't even just have shot him and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And kept it pushing. Or
think about this. Just live your fucking life.
Or just live your life or keep, or don't kill him at all.
Yeah.
And let him do him.
Because he's not worried about y'all. I promise you, he wasn't worried about y'all.
He wasn't.
Ugh. Girl, I just.
It's so sad.
People are disgusting.
They are.
They really, really are.
Yeah.
Sad case. And to think that there are still gay people, there are trans people still going through this.
Yeah.
This was 2001. We're in 2022.
Yeah.
And people are still going through this.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah,
that's hard.
It is.
Whew.
What a story.
What a story.
Very sad.
Yes.
Beyonce dropped though to make us feel better.
Yeah. And we just listened to it and we just have to get up and dance.
Yeah. It's so good.
It is so good.
It's so good. And it makes me want to watch Dreamgirls.
And it reminds you of what song?
One night only. One night only. Come on, baby. Come on. Wait. My baby? Or?
Oh. I thought she was saying big baby.
Probably that.
I don't know.
Come on, big baby, come on. Do one night only.
We only have till dawn.
Till dawn. <Dun-dun-dun>. Yeah.
That's my movie, y'all.
Definitely give it
I
that.
Could recite that movie front to back. Like, easy.
For sure. Sing it. Like, I can sing it.
Every yeah. single song.
Yeah. Effie, you've been lying. You've been
is do, my movie. You know, the last time I watched it, the song that I just like didn't give that much recognition to
what?
Until like maybe until I got older was Welcome to the Bedside. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ooh, girl, gonna that's my
take
song.
A mean ride. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Wait, and then the girls come in.
Welcome to the Bedside. Step into the Bedside.
Step into the Bedside. Step into the Bedside. And then Jimmy Early, you got to step into the Bedside. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh my God, that is my movie.
Yes.
Oh my God. No, for real. Like,
yeah.
Eddie Murphy did oh such a good
killed
fucking job.
It.
I
killed
knew
it.
He was Jimmy Early.
Yeah.
I knew he was him.
Killed it. Yeah. And yeah.
That is so crazy.
Yeah. Killed it. Killed it.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, I just felt like, wow, this is real life Eddie Murphy's life. He played that role so fucking good.
Right. Right.
I love him.
Yeah. Me too.
He even got so skinny.
He did.
Oh, so good. So good. Now I'm about to watch that movie.
All right, guys. This is Cocktail Murder. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this time and tolerating my coughs and wheezes.
No. I'm just glad our voices didn't go out. Like,
oh
I thought
God.
Our voices were going to go out.
Yeah, we really, you guys, when we were sick, our voices were lost.
We literally could not talk.
We couldn't talk at all.
It was so bad.
Oh, that was the worst thing of our lives. Worst moment ever. I do not recommend.
I do not recommend getting sick.
Yeah. But yeah, so thank you for tuning in as per usual. And until then, we will cheers it out till the next murder.
Yeah. Well, we're not cheersing alcohol, so we can't clink. So what do we do? We cheers water, so it's like glug glug
glug glug gulp gulp
gulp gulp.
All right, we'll cheers it out. We'll drink it out to the next murder. Gulp gulp.